Hello, Mike. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great to have you on the air, Mike. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I had emailed you earlier, and you asked me to give you a call. I've got an older home that's got 2x8 floor joists.
Okay.
They span about 14 foot over to a beam. Looks like the beam is a 2x4 beam that they've nailed together. That's got like 5 of them together on the bottom side by side, and they've got 3 on the top. And these 2x8 joists go into the side of the top two. You know, I guess butt into the top of the 2x4s, and you know, rest on the bottom set of 2x4. So I've got a little bit of a spongy floor. And then, of course, on top of that, hardwood floors that squeak just about everywhere you walk in the house. It's an older house.
Okay.
We'd like to see if we could get it a little more rigid, and also to get a lot of the squeaking stopped. But I think we could probably live with a little bit of the sponginess, even though we've had to add a couple of metal poles in the basement in a couple of areas with a 2x4 nail on top of them with these, like a screw jack type pole that goes in the basement, a metal one that you can buy like at the lumber places.
Yes.
So I guess we've got a couple of problems. We'd like to make the floor a little bit more rigid, and it looks like maybe the structural might need to be strengthened up some in the basement, and I was trying to look at that and see how somebody could do that, plus work on some of these squeaky floors. Our house is probably about 50 years old.
All right, here's a couple of questions I've got. Have you taken the time to go downstairs? Well, first of all, where the center beam is, it's made of these 2x4s, what is the spacing right now between the columns or these screw jack posts that you put in? How far apart are they spaced?
Well, the screw jack posts are the ones that I put in. The original was like metal posts. It's in the concrete that goes up.
Yes.
And those are about 6.5 feet apart.
Okay. And then did you put additional ones in?
Hey, I've had to put some additional ones in these like 14-foot spans.
Oh, okay. So you put your posts in on actual joists, or maybe you put like a T-brace underneath a couple of joists to put that jack underneath,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah, I put a 2x4 up around 3 of the joists.
Yes, okay,
know.
Yes. All right, okay, I got it. Now I see where you're at. Is it spongy on the floor near the center beam? I mean, or do you discover that the sponginess is out towards the center of the spans of the 2x8s? Where would you say the sponginess is worse?
Is out in the spans, you know, midway in
okay.
The spans.
Yeah, I thought it would be there, too. Okay, I mean, that's where it should be. But sometimes the actual beam area can be spongy, too. Okay, I think that you've got a couple of options, and none of them are really easy. Is the base? I got to believe that the basement is not too usable at this point because of because you've got all these poles around.
Well, no, it's pretty usable. We've got it. We don't have the ceiling finished out, but we've got it's carpeted and walls, and we use it. It's,
okay, but I'll bet you you've got quite a bit of. Do you have any heating ducts in the way underneath the floor, Joyce? Tell me about a lot of electric passing through. You know how they drill holes through the floor joist and, you know, to put wires in? Do you have a lot of that? Are the wires underneath the floor joists?
No, they're just drilled right through the floor joist.
Yeah, okay, that's bad. Okay, because one of your options was you could actually sister on to the sides of your existing joists, new floor joists. But once the wiring's in place, it's virtually impossible to do that without yanking all the wiring out and putting it all back in. So how about the other thing you can do is, and this gets a little ugly, but it can be done, is that you can install, a beam underneath the existing 2x8 floor joists, in the center of the span, which is going to really cut up the room, or you can... If you, for that height difference, you can actually put that beam up inside the floor joist area and joist hanger off the existing joists onto this new beam. I know this sounds crazy, but you can actually, let's say that you put a laminated beam that was 5.5 inches wide that was made out of wood that's the same depth or just a little bit greater than that floor joists. You can actually cut 5.5 inches or maybe 5 5/8 of the floor joist out. Like notch it out. You have to support the floor, of course, on either side. and slide this beam up into that cavity, and then you take joist hangers and nail them to this new beam that support each of the individual joists. You know, that's how you can create like a hidden beam.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an option. But the problem is you're going to have supports for that, you know, that are now out in the middle of the basement. There's another system that's a little tougher, and once again, if there's too many plumbing pipes or heating ducts in the way, this becomes really, really hard to do. You can actually make a skin on the bottom of the floor joists, meaning nail, plywood, or OSB, and you actually have to screw it in place. You actually screw it and glue these sheets of plywood to the underside of the floor to make like a skin, you know, which becomes very hard to stretch, because that's what happens when you walk on that floor above. It wants to bend down and stretch, see? And
mm-hmm.
this, and by putting a solid sheet of wood underneath that, it takes a little bit of that out. The best thing to do to actually have is to have a structural engineer, a residential structural engineer, come out, look at your situation, and give you three or four options. These guys are trained in this. They may charge you $300 for a consult, but it's the best $300 you'll ever spend. So it's not actually trying to engineer the solution is not a do-it-yourself thing. But I was just trying to give you some of the options that they might suggest. There's no doubt that the best option, but it's the one that causes the most harm to the basement, is just to put a new beam underneath the center of the floor, all the way across the basement. So if you do that, I guarantee you the floor will be stiff as can be. And the reason the floor is squeaking is because it's got all that movement in it.
Yeah.
Because over time, what's happened is the subfloor has gotten loose from the floor joists.
Here's
the thing. You can't stop the squeaks until you get the sponginess fixed. That's your problem.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think even putting a new beam down the center would
not down the center of the basement where your existing one is. I'm talking about another beam that's
okay.
going down. You know how you said you've got a span of 14 feet of these?
Right.
Yeah. You would come out 7 feet from the foundation wall and run a new beam that's parallel with the existing one.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But you can see how that's going to mess.
That's where the problem is. We don't
yes.
have enough support for that longer span.
That's exactly right. Now, the thing is, the higher that beam is, the greater the distance you can have between the support posts, okay? You might actually be able to get, you might be able to span 15, 16 feet between posts for this new beam if you get a high enough beam. But that's something that the engineer will figure out, okay?
Okay.
So you got to get a residential structural engineer in there first.
All right.
All right, pal?
Appreciate it.
Okay, well, call me back if you got any other questions, Mike.
All right, thank you, team.
All right, buddy, thank you.